Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is WWJ All Local.
Education Secretary Betsy DeVos is now being sued by the state of Michigan for the alleged misuse of public coronavirus relief funds for private schooling. The details are live and local now from WWJ's John Hewitt. John?
Michigan and several other states, Jason, the lawsuit centers on roughly $13 billion allocated in the CARES Act for public schools in the wake of the coronavirus, money that Education Secretary DeVos says must be shared with private schools as well. A violation of the law and the intent of Congress, according to Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel.
These districts have to follow that rule as it has been interpreted by Secretary DeVos. Now, of course, we believe that it's been interpreted incorrectly by her and that it's a flagrant violation of the plain language of the act. And so we expect that we'll win. But it's just, you know, it's another effort by the secretary to do whatever she possibly can to circumvent the law at the expense of public schools.
Joining Nessel in her lawsuit filed in U.S. District Court in California are the states of California, Maine, New Mexico, Wisconsin, and the District of Columbia. Reporting live, John Hewitt, WWJ News Radio 950.
The number of deaths related to COVID-19 in Michigan is now topping 6,000. This as the state of Michigan announces 30 new deaths today, 20 of which were identified during a vital records review. 454 new confirmed cases also announced today, the third time daily cases have topped 400 in the past week, the percent positive remaining at just about 3%. The biggest spike in cases remains in Region 1. That includes the Lansing area, Jackson, and Livingston counties. Meantime, many people taking statins to lower their cholesterol to prevent a heart attack or stroke, but the drug might also help older people live longer. Those details are live and local now on the Health Beat with WWJ Health reporter Dr. Deanna Lights. Hi, Dr. D.
Hi, Jason. Researchers from Brigham and Women's Hospital found that people 75 years and older who had no history of heart disease but were prescribed a statin had a 25% lower risk of dying from any illness compared to older adults with a similar medical history who didn't take the medicine. Dr. Aziz Al-Khatib is a cardiologist with the Detroit Medical Center.
For patients 75 or older, we know that they are at particularly higher risk of cardiovascular disease, and this study supports that statins shouldn't be withheld simply because of advanced age.
This study was published in JAMA. Reporting live from the Delta Dental Health Desk, Dr. Deanna Lights, WWJ News Radio 950.
Is it a new trend or just a response to tougher economic times? Well, we're seeing more people who are traditionally new car buyers heading to the used car market. Those details now live and local from WWJ AutoBeat reporter Jeff Gilbert. Jeff?
And Jason, that trend was noticed by Edmunds.com analyst Jessica Caldwell. She says some people may be in used cars because they're frustrated because of tight new car inventories. Others may just be pressed by a tough economy. And there are a lot of 2- and 3-year-old used vehicles out there.
They're not necessarily cheap by any means, but there is a big difference between the two. And the difference between the new and used price, that gap has never been wider than right now.
Now, Caldwell says there is a shortage of older, less expensive used cars as demand in that segment has grown because of people who are trying to avoid using public transportation. Reporting live, I'm Jeff Gilbert, WWJ News Radio 950.
For the latest news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s, tune into AM 950, favorite WWJ on radio.com, or ask Alexa to play WWJ News Radio 950.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.